السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that you should remember me and I will remember you. And you should appreciate, express your gratitude and gratefulness, and you should not be ungrateful. And one form of expressing our gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to use the faculties which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. We use these faculties to remember Him, to obey Him, to please Him. So this is also a form of gratitude and gratefulness. And in fact, it is the highest form of gratitude and gratefulness. And of course, this is something which we shouldn't be doing once a week, but this is something that we have to be doing daily. So our gathering here once a week is just to refreshen ourselves, refreshen our spirit, something which we were doing daily. Now what happens, initially first a person does it with a lot of zeal and enthusiasm, and then what happens is as the days go by, that enthusiasm decreases, until we find a person reaches a stage where he finds that his heart is not inclined to make zikr. So then when he joins the gathering of the people who are making the zikr of Allah Ta'ala, that zeal and enthusiasm is rekindled, reignited. So then he can start again and continue the cycle. The struggle in this world, the struggle of obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, staying away from those things which He has prohibited, it's a struggle which will continue until we leave this world. It can never be that we worship Allah ta'ala for 1 week and say, Ya Allah, I made your ibadat, and that's it. Allah ta'ala says, وَعْبُدْ رَبَّكَ حَتَّى يَأْتِيَكَ الْيَقِينَ. You continue to worship Allah ta'ala, continue to engage yourself and engross yourself in His ibadat until yaqeen comes upon you. And what is that yaqeen? Maut, death. They say, there's two things in this world that there's absolutely no doubt about. As Imam Yunus Sahib Rahmatullah has always said, there's two things in this world there's absolutely no doubt about. One is death, and one is the payment of tax. But there's no doubt about that. Whether you like it or not, you'll have to continue paying tax. So Allah Ta'ala says, until that which is, there's no doubt about death, when it comes upon you, and of course tax is not being referred to here, what is being referred to is death. So when this death comes upon you, that's the only time you will stop making this, engaging yourself in Allah Ta'ala's ibadat, Allah Ta'ala's worship. Until then, we must continue and continue and continue. Of course, we may have seen that the direction of the Qibla has changed. So, those who may be wondering what has happened to the Salah that they may have performed previously, since we were facing the wrong direction. So you can see there's not a major difference in the direction, it's just slightly off. So, ulama-i kiram, there is difference of opinion with regards to these issues, something which is not absolutely clear in the Quran Sharif, so there is room for difference of opinion. So some ulama will say so many degrees, and some ulama will say so many degrees. So there is a difference of opinion. That which is not absolutely clearly mentioned in the Quran Sharif, so there the ulama-i kiram apply their minds, and they look at different aspects, and they come to a certain decision. But because it's each person's capacity may be different, and you may receive, come to different conclusions and different answers. Allah Ta'ala mentions in the Quran Sharif, فَوَلِّ وَجْهَكَ شَطْرَ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ, that when you are performing salah, you must face in the direction of the Masjid al-Haram. So the direction of Masjid al-Haram may be very vast, merely in that direction. In those days they didn't have accurate forms of measurement where a person could get exactly the so many degrees. Sahaba-i-Kiram would merely be traveling in the desert, and they would look at the stars, and they would look at the sun, and they would say, look, Haram Sharif could be more or less in this direction. And they would apply their minds. So that is accepted in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So similarly here too, initially when the carpets were installed, so they had done some homework and they were told that this is, it's more or less right. And now because there is some people that have requested it to be absolutely accurate, so now they've accommodated them. So now that which has been performed previously, because there was, the masala is clear that if a person applied his mind, he stopped at a garage, he was traveling, non-Muslim garage, you were traveling, you stopped, you looked at the sun, you worked out more or less, you know, this is the direction which I should be facing. For example, we in Durban, so we will face in a northerly direction. Northerly direction you are traveling. So the Sharia doesn't say you must take an instrument and you must know exactly the coordinates. So more or less you will look at the sun, you will look at different aspects. Okay, the sun rose in this direction, set in that direction. So therefore north would be more or less in this direction. And you perform your salah. You applied your mind and you performed your salah. Now if somebody comes afterwards and says to you, but listen, actually you should be facing slightly in this direction. So your salah is totally perfect. Because why? You have applied your mind, and therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not take you to task for it. Yes, if you just went and said, right, I'm performing my salah, and you started your salah without any application of the mind, so then that salah will be invalid. So here too, alhamdulillah, there was a certain amount of application that took place, applying of the mind instead of homework. Now afterwards, if somebody says that no, it should actually be so many degrees and so on, so forth, so then the salah which was performed previously will be correct. It will be accepted indallah. So therefore we mustn't get scared, otherwise everybody will feel that when they're traveling they must get exact instrumentation and they must calculate. Deen is simple, it's very, very easy. Even afterwards, if a person finds out that he was facing in totally the opposite direction, he applied his mind, but it so happened it was an overcast day. So he couldn't really determine where was the sun rising and the sun setting, but he tried his best. He probably even asked one of the petrol attendants, Bichara, he doesn't know anything. He said, no, the sun rises in this direction. He performed his salah, and later on he discovered that no, actually the sun rose in another direction. So that salah is valid. That salah is totally valid. The deen is very, very easy, very, very simple. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the realization of our deen, the beauty of our deen, and the perfection of our deen, and how practical our deen really is. Sometimes people do certain things and because of lack of knowledge, and that makes deen makes deen seem difficult. So one person came to us, Ma'inu Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, we're having big major problems at home. We're getting into fights and everything. Why? Says, because my wife, she insists, a love for Allah, and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is there, but now lack of knowledge, that any time we eat anything, let's say apple, fruits, bananas, whatever, the family must all sit down and eat. You have to sit and eat. Now you're cutting one apple, everybody has to sit down and on the dastarkhan and then eat. It's becoming difficult. We're saying, no, the apple at least you can stand and eat, banana you can stand and eat. She says, no, it's sunnah, you. It's against the sunnah of Rasulullah. So all sit, must sit in. So because of a lack of knowledge. That which is not referred to as food, as a meal. So their Shariat says you can stand and eat. person is, otherwise if a person puts a toffee in his mouth, so that means as long as he's got the toffee in his mouth, he must sit. He must sit and continue with that toffee. And after he finishes that toffee, then only he can stand up. No. Person puts a toffee in his mouth, he can continue sucking, he can walk around. Yes, you're having a proper meal, there's food, now there's respect for that meal. So we sit down, and in fact that meal should be slightly higher. So some ulama say, even if you're sitting on the floor, you put a little dastarkhan, even if it's flat, but it's slightly higher. Respect for food. We are in need of the food is not in need of us. So you show adab and respect for that food. But similarly, sometimes a person purchases a home, or is renting a home, for example. Now it just so happened the toilet has been built in such a manner that it's facing the direction of Qibla. Now the person is pareshan. Now he wants to break the toilet and now he wants to do all these kind of things. So no, it's simple. A person is on the toilet, he merely slightly changes his angle. Slightly changes his angle. That's why. So easy. Person doesn't have to go now do extreme things. The person will be doing gymnastics inside the toilet. Simple, easy. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the realization and give us the understanding. That's why it's important, if something is disturbing us, something is worrying us, we should go to the ulama ikram, ask them. Sometimes we are complicating our lives. Of course, parda is very, very important, extremely important. Some people become so extreme that it becomes difficult. The Mawlana Sahib Rahmatullah used to teach the girls in the madrasa that now if a person gets married, now it's a girl, now she has gone into another home. Now she is very particular with parda and she's coming from a good home. But it just so happens that the boy that she's getting married to, now the family is not so particular with parda. Now then the problem starts. Because now she's extreme, now she locks herself in the room and she doesn't want to come out. Azamara Rahmatullah used to say that no, within the confines of the home, you wear your scarf. If there is a brother-in-law in the home, then definitely you have to be cautious. But now, you can't expect that girl to walk around in the house with the parda. So Hazrat Ma Rahmatullah used to say that you take your scarf, you pull it a little forward, you do your work in the kitchen, and when you're walking past and the brother-in-law is, you know, in another room, you look down and you walk past. He must control his gaze. He has to learn to control his gaze. And if he's not controlling his gaze, so then he would be answerable for that. It's easy, simple. Yes, she mustn't walk around without the scarf. So she'll have the scarf and she's covering herself and she's dressing appropriately. Simple, move past. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the understanding and the realization. But it is very important though, that when we do have brother-in-laws and those of us who can, we should try and ensure that we are eating separately and these kind of things, and be very, very particular with these things. Sometimes, says my brother's wife, so now we start becoming informal with them. It must be absolutely. That's your brother, you got nothing to do with his wife. Absolutely nothing to do with his wife. You be good to your brother, and your wife can speak to his wife, and that's it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم سلام على عباده الذين اصطفى سلام على المرسلين اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وأنزله المقعد المقرب عندك اللهم رب هذه الدعوة القائمة والصلاة النافعة صل على محمد وارض عني رضا لا تسخط بعده أبدا اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد وارحم محمدا وآل محمد كما صليت وباركت ورحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد النبي وأزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وذريته وأهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. Page 10, number 15. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم ترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم تحنن على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما تحننت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم سلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما سلمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك وسلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد وارحم محمدا وآل محمد كما صليت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد صلاة تكون لك رضا وله جزاء ولحقه أداء وأعطه الوسيلة والفضيلة والمقام المحمود الذي وعدته واجزه عنا ما هو أهله واجزه أفضل ما جازيت نبيا عن قومه ورسولا عن أمته. وصل على جميع إخوانه من النبيين والصالحين يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل علينا معهم. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى أهل بيته كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك علينا معهم. صلوات الله وصلوات المؤمنين على محمد النبي الأمي. اللهم اجعل صلواتك ورحمتك وبركاتك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما جعلتها على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وصلى الله على النبي الأمي. التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات لله الطيبات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات المباركات الصلوات الطيبات لله. سلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. سلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. بسم الله وبالله التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد وأن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أسأل الله الجنة وأعوذ بالله من النار. التحيات لله الزاكيات لله الطيبات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. بسم الله وبالله خير الأسماء. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا وأن الساعة آتية لا ريب فيها. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. اللهم اغفر لي واهدني. التحيات الطيبات والصلوات والملك لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله. التحيات لله الصلوات لله الزاكيات لله. السلام على النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. شهدت أن لا إله إلا الله شهدت أن محمدا رسول الله. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات الزاكيات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن محمدا عبده ورسوله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات الزاكيات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبد الله ورسوله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات لله الصلوات الطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات المباركات الصلوات الطيبات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمد رسول الله. بسم الله والسلام على رسول الله. برسالة والتسبيح لا إله إلا الله. We should contemplate that when we sing لا إله إلا الله, when we sing لا إله, we are taking out from our hearts everything besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when we say illallah, then we are bringing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our hearts. La ilaha illallah Muhammadun Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. لا إله إلا الله. لا إله إلا الله.
لا إله إلا الله 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 کون مکہ میں جو کچھ بھی ہے سب ہے تیرے زیر نگی کون مکہ میں جو کچھ بھی ہے سب ہے تیرے زیر نگی جن و انس و حور ملائک عرش و کرسی چرخ و زمین جن و انس و حور ملائک عرش و کرسی چرخ و زمین کون مکہ میں لائق سجدہ تیرے سوائے نور مبین کون مکہ میں لائق سجدہ تیرے سوائے نور مبین کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں اب تو رہے بستا دم آخر ورد زبائے میرے الہ لا الہ الا اللہ 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 لا إله إلا الله 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 نفس شيطان إلا الله لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم نفس شيطان نمل كر آئی کیا ہے مجھ کو تباہ نفس و شیطان دونوں نے مل کر آئی کیا ہے مجھ کو تباہ اے میرے مولا میری مدد کر چاہتا ہوں میں تیری پناہ اے میرے مولا میری مدد کر چاہتا ہوں میں تیری پناہ نفس و شیطان دونوں نے مل کر آئی کیا ہے مجھ کو تباہ آئی کیا ہے مجھ کو تباہ اے میرے مولا میری مدد کر چاہتا ہوں میں تیری پناہ اے میرے مولا میری مدد کر چاہتا ہوں میں تیری پناہ مجھ سا خلق میں کوئی نہیں گو بد کردار نہ مسیحا مجھ سا خلق میں کوئی نہیں گو بد کردار نہ مسیحا تو بھی مگر غفار ہے یا رب بخش دے میرے سارے گناہ تو بھی مگر غفار ہے یا رب بخش دے میرے سارے گناہ بخش دے میرے سارے گناہ اب تو رہے بستا دم آخر ورد زبائے میرے الہ لا الہ الا اللہ 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 محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم In today's times of fitna and the kind of lifestyles that we lead, so ulama-e-kiram generally prescribe that a person should just recite one tasbih of La ilaha illallah, one tasbih of Allah, Allah. But this should be done on a daily basis. The zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the food for the spiritual self, food for the soul. Just as a person ensures that during the day he nourishes, he sustains his physical self, he has breakfast, he has lunch, he has supper, he makes sure he eats some kind of food so that he can function during the day. So similarly, the nourishment of the soul is the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if the person does not maintain his zikr daily, then what happens is this ruh and the soul goes into a state of famine, in the state of thirst, and as they say, person becomes absolutely reaches a stage where he's going to die because of no food. So similarly, if we do not make our zikr daily, so then we are not nourishing our soul, and then eventually the soul becomes weak and weak, and the spirituality and ruhaniyat becomes weak. In those days, the Ahlullah and the pious people and the people of those times were very, very strong. So if you look at the Tanvir Rahmatullah Ali, many of
people of those times, they used to make 10,000 times Allah Allah a day, 11,000 times, 15,000 times, and even more sometimes. So we can't do that. If we do that, we'll sometimes a person can lose his senses. So Hazrat Wala, Hazrat Shaki Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Nawrallah Marqadah, who says 100 times, not more. If you want to do more first, you go to your Sheikh and you ask him that I feel like making more zikr. And if he allows it, then you do it. Otherwise, many people made so much of zikr without consulting the Sheikh, and eventually they became insane. So some people have the objection that how can the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make a person go insane? How can you say that? A person is making zikr, so he is making zikr, he wants to carry on making zikr, so why will that make him go insane? So Hazrat Yunus Sahib rahmatullah beautifully explained it. He said that they used to say that apples have got a lot of vitamins and whatever else it may have. And they say an apple a day keeps the doctor away, is the saying. Now this person says, you know, today I'm going to eat 1 kilogram of apples. 500 apples I'm going to eat one time. So what will happen to that person? Eventually he'll become sick. Just like that, the doctor will prescribe that you take this tablet, this antibiotic, it's a course, 7-day course. You take 3 tablets a day, morning, evening, afternoon. So now this person says, but I got for 7 days tablets, let me have everything one time. So he has all the tablets one time. So what will happen to that person? He has to stretch it out. But just like that, the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to be done in a systematic way and with the consultation of our spiritual doctors in the field. And we have become very, very weak. Many incidents, one person in the Khanka was the Tanvir Rahmatullah Ali, reached a stage where he even committed suicide. As a Tanvir Rahmatullah Ali knew, so when the people came to inform that there's something not right in this person's room, he said, don't open his room, call the police. The police opened the room, they discovered this person committed suicide. As a Tanvir Rahmatullah Ali said, this person, I used to always tell him, stick to the zikr I give you, don't increase it. But this person, he carried on making so much of zikr until he became insane. One person wrote to Hazrat Tanvir Rahmatullah, said, Alhamdulillah Hazrat, now I've reached the stage that when I make the zikr of Allah, I see a light in front of me. So we would have said, MashaAllah, tu to pahunch gaya. Now you have become the Allah wala of the time. We would have said that. So Hazrat told him, stop all zikr. Stop all zikr. Make sure you get 6 hours sleep every night. And every morning, every night, put some badam, almond oil in your head. Have so much of almonds. And sleep well. And don't read too much literature. Because what has happened now, you are making too much zikr and your brain is becoming dehydrated. So you are hallucinating. He thought he's seeing one farishta coming from the asman. In the meantime, he was hallucinating. There's too much of zikr. So these spiritual doctors, they understand the mizaj of people. So in today's time, Hazrat Wala and our Kabirin have their spiritual doctors, we are nothing. So they have prescribed that 100 times La ilaha illallah, 100 times Allah Allah, 100 times istighfar, and 100 times durud sharif. Bas. That's all. But when we do that 100, we must do it with, it's not the quantity, but rather it's the quality. Rather it's the quality. So even though we're doing 100, do it with such focus and concentration. Otherwise you see some people, they're making the zikr, they got tasbih that's from here right till the floor. But the person is in his shop and he's busy screaming and shouting at the staff too and everything, and he's making zikr. He's remembering Allah and he's screaming at his staff too. So that zikr is not really, you'll get some sawab for it, but that effect of that zikr only comes when we sit down and we focus and we take out some time. Nevertheless, let us remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. recite the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At that time, use your imagination, focus, imagine there is a tongue in the heart, tongue in the mouth, both these are simultaneously taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Allah jalla jalaluhu wa ta'ala sha'nu. اے خدا اے بندرا رسوا مکن اے خدا اے بندرا رسوا مکن گربدم من سلمن پیدا مکن گربدم من سلمن پیدا مکن کیا نظر مجھ پر نہ ڈالی جائے گی کیا میری فریاد خالی جائے گی مٹا دے اپنی ہستی کو چھوڑ دے ساری مستی کو بستی بستی کہتا جا اللہ اللہ محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا أحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك
O Kareem Allah, Rahim Allah, most forgiving, most merciful Allah. Ya Allah, hum gunahgar hai, siyakar hai, badkar, mujrim, khatakar hai. Ya Allah, we are sinful servants of yours, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you have blessed us with so many bounties and ni'mats, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you gave us the tawfiq, Ya Allah, to attend these programs, Ya Allah. But oh Allah, you know what is our condition, Ya Allah. Allah, despite us attending these programs, Ya Allah, despite us remembering your name, Ya Allah, oh Allah, we are still indulging in such gunas and sins, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, such sins, Ya Allah, that are inviting your wrath and your anger, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, it is only your shan of Karimi and Rahimi, and the fact that you are Sattarul Uyub, Ghaffarul Zunub, that Allah who conceals sins, Ya Allah. Otherwise, Ya Allah, we would never have been able to stand in a gathering, in a public gathering, Ya Allah. We would have been humiliated and disgraced, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we would not have known where to put our face and hide our faces, Ya Allah. But oh Allah, you have hidden our sins from those who are around us, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, but Ya Allah, you have given us the tawfiq, Ya Allah, to stretch these begging bows before you, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, we are criminals in your court, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are stretching these hands before you, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, we are confessing and not justifying any sin that we committed, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, you gave us priceless bounties, Ya Allah. These bounties of our eyes, Ya Allah. And oh Allah, we looked at so much of haram with these eyes, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, this precious tongue that you gave us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we sliced the hearts of people with our tongues, Ya Allah. We spoke so much of lies, Ya Allah. Deceit and deception, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, but oh Allah, it is never too late, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we don't have anyone else besides you, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, despite us being criminals, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we have got this mountain of sins behind us, Ya Allah. This huge mountain of sins, Ya Allah. But oh Allah, we know, Ya Allah, you are the most forgiving, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you love to see, Ya Allah, your makhluk, Ya Allah. And you love to see the sinners when they turn towards you in repent and remorse, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, that person had killed 99 people, Ya Allah. And then he made it 100, Ya Allah. But oh Allah, you forgave him, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, we are stretching our begging bowls before you, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, we were deserving of the fire of Jahannam, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, we should have been flung into the fire of Jahannam headlong, Ya Allah. But oh Allah, maaf kijiye. Ya Allah, forgive all our sins, Ya Allah. Major sins and minor sins, Ya Allah. All the sins which you committed knowingly, unknowingly, in the light of the darkness. Ya Allah, even if our sins, Ya Allah, they're more than your entire creation put together, more than the grains of sand on earth, Ya Allah, more than the leaves of the trees of this world, Ya Allah. But oh Allah, your forgiveness is vast, it's vast, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, one drop from your ocean of forgiveness is sufficient to forgive the sins of the entire creation, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, what will it cost you to forgive us, Ya Allah? Ya Allah, nobody can question you why you forgave those sinners who stretch their begging bowls before you, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, if you will forgive us, Ya Allah, then we will become pleased, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will become pleased that a few more of my ummatis have been forgiven, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, the only one who will become displeased will be Shaitan, Ya Allah. Allah, why should we bother about the displeasure of Shaitan, Ya Allah? Allah, please, my beloved Rasul sallallahu, forgive the entire ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, protect the ummah of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, that Nabi who sacrificed his life for his ummah, he sacrificed his blood for his ummah, he sacrificed his family for his ummah, he sacrificed his friends for his ummah, he sacrificed his wealth for his ummah, he shed so many tears for his ummah. Ya Allah, today his ummah is being butchered, Ya Allah. Allah, in Syria, 100,000. Ya Allah, have mercy on the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, it is because of our sins, Ya Allah, that the entire ummah is suffering. Change our condition. Oh Allah, give us the realization, Ya Allah, that we have to leave this world. We have to stand before you. We have to show our face before you, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, give us the tawfiq and the himmat and the courage and the realization, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, to change our lives, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, change our lives, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, far too long, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, our lives are melting away like a block of ice on a sunny day, Ya Allah. We do not know when the angel of death will strike, Ya Allah. And then it will be all over, Ya Allah. Allah, before that time, Ya Allah, let us make sincere tawbah, Ya Allah. Let us bring this taqwa into our lives, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, when the time of our death comes, Ya Allah, take us to Medina Sharif before Janabi Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with as-salatu wa salamu ala Rasulillah. Allah, extract our souls, Ya Allah. Give us, Ya Allah, a small patch of land, Ya Allah. Small piece of ground. Oh Allah, if it is not muqaddar there, wherever it may be, Ya Allah, let it be a death of barakat, Ya Allah. Agarche pur khata hai, par kaha jaye tera banda, tere dar par tera banda ba ummeed-e karam aaye. Ya Allah, do not turn us away from your door, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, if a beggar is chased from one home, it can go to another home, Ya Allah. A dog is chased from one butcher, it can go to another butcher. Ya Allah, besides your door, we have no other door, Ya Allah. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.